Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the boss, ladies and gentlemen, born in the USA. That's me. I'm born in the USA. Ken Davis is with us. I bet he was born. I know he was born in the USA. Welcome back. 4th of July. Happy Independence Day, America. Ken, thanks again for hanging out with us. Ken, folks, as you know, is the don't know much about history guy. I also don't know much about a bunch of other things, several books he's written, including some of the new ones, America's Hidden History, also A Nation Rising. That's the new one, isn't it, Ken?
Nation Rising is the newest book. Right. Don't know much about history. The book that started it all off is out now in a new, revised, updated, expanded
20th anniversary edition.
Yeah, it's hard for me to believe. I've been talking
about my copy, and I'm so proud of it.
More than 20 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
So check it out.
Just to put a finer point on where I was born, I was actually born in Mount Vernon, not the Virginia one, but
in
Mount Vernon, New York, named for, of course, Washington's plantation. But
in the next hour, one of the top curators of Mount Vernon, Dennis Pogue, who's been with us many times before, will be here representing President Washington.
Oh, that's great. I've read his work. In fact, I mentioned my book about the president's coming out. I fight Dennis Pogue in that book. And
I'll tell him he'll get a kick out of that.
Yeah, well, one of the things you should probably get him to talk about a little bit, because Mount Vernon loves it, is the fact that around 1800, before he died, George Washington ran the biggest still in America.
Mm-hmm.
He was a distiller. And,
well, and they just have recently got that distillery going again.
It's back up.
You can drink the whiskey. You can buy the whiskey. It's rye. I think it's rye whiskey.
Yeah, and no doubt George Washington paid the taxes that were due on
exactly.
the whiskey back then.
Exactly. So what else do we need to know about the 4th of July, Ken?
Well, you know, I think that, first of all, we were talking a little bit about just having fun with the idea that it happened on the 2nd, but what actually happened on the 4th? Jefferson is given the assignment to draft this document. He writes it over a course of a couple of weeks. They weren't new ideas. They weren't novel ideas. Jefferson just took ideas that were around in the atmosphere that time and put them together in a genius way that has stood the test of time. For instance, life, liberty, and the pursuit of was a phrase used earlier by Locke.
Right.
Jefferson changed it from life, liberty, and the pursuit of property to happiness. And
with the help of his editor, Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin made that suggestion. What were they talking about? They were talking about a sense of we might call it personal fulfillment, without getting, you know, too new agey here. But this was a very, very different idea in mm-hmm. 1776. Jefferson was saying the government only exists with the consent of the governed. Perhaps the most radical idea in that document and the most important one. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, he said when the government fails to do this, we have the right to alter or abolish it.
Well, and what he was saying was sans kings.
Of course. Sans kings and church, because these men were fighting a war against a country in which the head of the state was also the head of the church, at least in title.
Right.
And that was something that was very, very important to them.
Well,
and that's one of the reasons that there's a line in the Constitution that says no religious vote ever.
Right. Well, and one third of the Mayflower contingent was coming here for religious freedom purposes. So that's part of our heritage. Ken, I'm going to ask you something. I think maybe I've never asked you before. We've got all these facts and figures. You're a veritable encyclopedia on these things. What does the 4th of July mean to Ken Davis?
You know, I am a person who really loves this country. I grew up, as I mentioned before, the son of a veteran. I read these things. I learned them in school. I stood in the field at Gettysburg when I was a kid, and they really matter to me. They mean something to me. I really believe in these ideas, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Yep.
All men are created equal. We are trying to, we the people are trying to form a more perfect union. I think that those are really, really important, incredibly majestic ideas. And that is our birthright as Americans,
mm-hmm.
and certainly anyone who comes here and wants to become American accepts that as part of their birthright as well. I think that sometimes many of the naturalized citizens have a better understanding, a better appreciation of
they
that than many people who are born here.
They don't take it
for granted
like we have the tendency to do, all of us do. But, you know, when I think about it, Ken, the two things is, I still think their founders were aliens. The things that they came up with that have endured all these years, the fact that our Constitution has endured all the assaults that it has had and all the controversy like we've had recently, the Constitution has endured. The fact that it's still there is nothing less than a blessing as far as I'm concerned. I also think about what a benefactor America has been to the world. Warts and all, Ken. I think we've been a benefactor. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I recently wrote about the Marshall Plan, for instance. Rebuilding Europe from its war-torn, burned-out destruction.
Right.
Where would the world be without mm-hmm. America having made that commitment? It's an extraordinary story, and that's why I like to keep telling it on radio
right.
shows like this.
Well, Ken, you're always welcome. Thanks for being here. Give us the website quickly.
Don'tknowmuch.com, all one word, no apostrophe.
Check it out.
I won't sell you anything there. You'll just get to read about
Check
what
it
I
out.
Think.
Quick.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.